Hey there, everyone. It's Ted Cantu, and today is the weekly wrap-up, the Friday weekly wrap-up. So hopefully everyone out there had a great week, and I'll just get right to the point. I got to tell you, this week we had some really great questions regarding web promotion, and I want to keep things focused because it seems a lot of you guys out there don't know what a sitemap is. And even the guys who buy SEO from me, it's so amazing that they don't even put sitemaps in their sites. And I don't know why that is. I mean, even when I generate free sitemaps for people, they don't put them in. And it's just the weirdest thing. So don't overlook this. It's so important for you to put these in your sites. This is really a critical thing for Google to identify what's on your pages, how to index them properly, and then how to put them into a context that the Google index can, you know, reference and file your pages appropriately. There's a lot of different grading factors on your website that makes it important for Google to pay attention to it. So, but sitemaps is like the most basic thing that you could possibly use. So make sure that you do that. And I'm going to tell you today, in layman's terms, what a sitemap's all about. Okay, so I'm going to tell you exactly why this is important. A sitemap, you know, it can be a series of pages. They're all coded differently. There's an HTML one, there's an XML one. There's actually about seven different types that lists the different types of pages for video and pictures. They're all coded differently, and there's even a text file. But you got to put these folders, you got to put them in the right folder, in the root directory of your hosting platform. So right next to your index page, that's your root directory, wherever your directories are. And before I get deeper into this subject, you say, well, that's my web guy's job. That's what I pay him for. You'll be surprised. A lot of web companies ignore this. Even the big guys that do CRM and funnels and this sort of thing, they actually don't do that. And a lot of web developers that I talk to never use them. But let me tell you why they're important, because when we put sitemaps into our sites, we've noticed incredibly dramatic jumps from literally having no web presence at all to being on page one in as little as 2 to 3 days, which is really freaky when you're using mobile pages, because it's like that's like the state-of-the-art stuff to be using, either the mobile pages or the ClickFunnels pages, either one. The jumps are amazing, and you really should be paying attention to that because it's so important. You could submit them. What I like to do, really seriously, get the free ones on the web and generate your own sitemaps. But when you generate them, download them into one folder, open that folder up, you can extract it, and then collectively just grab them and then put them into your root directory. I don't notify Google. I don't even tell Google what I'm really doing. I let the crawler bots do their job and come and find me and index the pages. And when they do, they'll send their crawler bots to go all the way through your site and pick up all the pages that you have, and it will index them in the most appropriate way. If I'm too technical, you can always stop me from talking and just go ahead and, shoot me an email at tedcantu@gmail.com. And I'll try to find some resources that'll explain why these things are so important and why you need them to work for you and your sites. So when you build a website, Google doesn't automatically index your site. In fact, it can only be like, I think there's like 14% of all websites that are created are even indexed by Google to begin with. So just the fact that you're in that club it's an exclusive thing. Google doesn't really owe your site anything, even when you pay for ads. And that's a whole different subject. But I'm going to keep it simple about the sitemaps in general. It's the most advantageous thing you could do is to put these sitemaps into your site and let them work for you. We generate them for free and give them out to people with a little bit of education. So every week we have new topics to cover, but This one in particular, it's pretty important that you get it right. So I'm going to have some resources here on our site. We're going to include the links on this podcast, and we're going to send this out. So all you guys on the list, take notice. And if you're not doing this technique, you need to be doing it because it's so vital, especially for 2023. I am Ted Cantu from The Win. I am an ex-art director from Chicago and New York City. And you can always find me at tedcantu.com. And jump on our mailing list for more free resources and ideas on how to grow your practice. My number is 248-277-6141. And if you have any questions, just give us a shout, and then we'll come to your aid and answer all your questions. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you online.